This is the Knights of Columbus Navigator for the month of April 2024. Read for you by David Wagner. Jesus, I trust in you. The Miracle of Life. The other day, as some of you already know, I held a baby in my arms for the first time in quite a while. He, Theo, is a special baby in that he is my first grandchild. Actually, however, all babies are special. All the result of a special connection between God and a woman. I have always respected the fact that women share in God's creation by giving birth to life. No, I haven't forgotten that it takes two, a man and a woman, to tango. But so much more is required of the woman to give birth to that new soul that God has specially selected to be here at this particular time and place on earth. Their mission will be unique to themselves, as the mission God selected for each one of us. No one else can particularly fulfill that mission in the same way. So, as I held Theo, I marveled once again at this little guy's hands with the tiny but long fingernails. His eyes staring up at me, his nose, and his mouth from which he stuck his little tongue out at me. Gonna be that way, are you? You have to wonder about his future as he grows up, mentored by his mom, my daughter, and dad. Mom did her job and was resting and recovering. Dad's was just beginning, as all of us who are called to be fathers have a particular calling. We are to protect our children, as well as our spouses, and to provide for their needs. Looking for the best example on those subjects, one needs to go no further than Saint Joseph. We don't have his words, but we certainly have his example. All life is special. The Knights champion that. This month, we all have an opportunity to show that to our community in Sacramento on Monday, April 22nd. I know many of you will be working. However, if perchance you have the day off or can be around the Capitol Mall at 12 noon, our council will be there. Our life director will have a Knights of Columbus table and can use some volunteers to man it. Plus, you can join the California March for Life at 1 p.m. around the Capitol Mall. It continues to boggle my mind that the current leaders of our country insist that it is important for women to be able to end lives that they have created in concert with God. We have a Supreme Court ruling in favor of life, but all you have to do is take a quick look around our state and realize the battle for respect of life is not won by any means. Look at SB 1196 currently being introduced. This bill, if passed, expands the definition for eligibility and eliminates the residency requirements for those seeking suicide options from a physician. One would no longer need a terminal prognosis anymore under this bill. Please consider contacting your state representatives about this immediately. As I looked down at Theo and wondered what his life would be like and what challenges he would have to deal with, I also thought that I was glad he was here. Here, that with the guidance of his parents and his grandparents, he could perhaps go on to right some of the wrongs that we live with. Maybe a few other babies can join him. Keep your faith in God and do what you can to protect and provide for the needs of your children. In service to one, in service to all. Sir Knight Chris Ward. Save the date! Knights of Columbus presents the School of Wine Wine Tasting on Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus 953 Hall. Hosted by Council 13672 Orangevale and Council 18076 Rancho Cordova, this event will be supporting the Bishop Gallegos Maternity Home. For $50 a ticket, come enjoy light appetizers and wine poured by Tenuta Torciano Winery. Limited to 100 seats. If interested, contact Bill Wagner at 916-220-2868 or WFW_2001@hotmail.com. This month, we awarded Knight of the Month to brother Trevor Harris. Trevor was selected for chairing the February 25th blood drive / breakfast. He worked hard to secure volunteers and blood donors. The event was a great success, since Vitalant was able to collect 20 pints of blood from our volunteer donors on that Sunday. Trevor has also succeeded in getting another parish blood drive scheduled for October 13th, 2024. Our Family of the Month goes to Don and Mary Pat Jones and their sons, Matt and Chris. Don, a fellow knight, has been the chairperson for the Scout Sunday Breakfast the first weekend of February for a few years now. This has become a great event for the Scouts each year, and a significant fundraiser for the Cub Pack and Scout Troop 217 here at St. Mel. Don has had help from his wife Mary Pat, who also volunteers time at the Sacramento Life Center, and his two sons. Both achieved the Eagle Scout rank when they participated in the troop. Matt heads up the kitchen on Scout Sunday, and Chris is currently the Cub Master of the Cub Scout Pack. Don also continues to be active with the Scout Troop as a member of their Eagle Board of Review. I know it is only the end of March when I'm writing this, but only 3 months remain to this Columbian year. We need to start thinking about next year's slate of officers. I would appreciate 2 to 3 volunteers to step up and help with the process of contacting individual members in the council and asking if they would consider filling an officer position starting July 1st. We should be lining up Brother Knights throughout the month of April and announcing the nominations at our May 2nd business meeting. Our policies and procedures require us to publish the nominations 1 month prior to the actual elections, which will occur on June 6th at the regularly scheduled meeting. If you have interest in finding out what a particular officer position entails, please consider contacting me or one of our three trustees, Danny Steyer, Bill Kuros, or Joel Obayashi, for more information. Contacting us is not a commitment to anything. We will not railroad anyone to accept an office. The Knights has always been a volunteer organization, and we want to elect brothers who are interested in following through to the best of their ability at a particular position. That being said, it is important for the council to continually bring in new blood to fill our officer positions. Becoming an officer will give you a greater understanding of how the Knights operate and helps us grow as a council with new ideas. Let Deputy Grand Knight Gary Rains, 916-747-6835, or myself, 916-834-1772, know if you can help with this important function or are willing to continue or become an officer. Thanks for your consideration. On Sunday, March 3rd, our council hosted an exemplification for 5 new members to our brotherhood. All 5 were joining our council. In the accompanying photo, from left to right, are Acting District Warden Tremaine Hayhoe, Scott Williams, Andrew Miller, Leyland Hill, Christopher Owens, and Tyson Hill. Our ceremony team did an excellent job, with Deputy Grand Knight Gary Rains filling in for Brother Pat Miles and Deacon Jack Rowland for Father Dez. 3 of our new knights jumped right in. Andrew, Chris, and Tyson helped out 2 weeks later at the St. Patrick's Day dinner. Please welcome all of our new knights and introduce yourself when you see them. We thank all of our new brothers for joining our council and look forward to working with them, putting our faith in action. The Fair Oaks Knights of Columbus are looking for new ways to provide parish news, resources, and opportunities for men of all ages to become involved in our church and the charities we support. While our newsletter has served our older members well, we're excited to announce the launch of our new podcast to reach busy younger men within our community better. Why a podcast? Accessibility. Men can get updates on parish news and opportunities while on the go, fitting seamlessly into their lifestyles. Engagement. Audio content adds personality and fosters a deeper connection within our community. The transformation. Our podcast will start with the content of our newsletter, offered in a more conversational, engaging format. We plan to include interviews, personal stories, and exclusive insights tailored to men seeking involvement. How to listen. Our podcast, The Knights 6066 Navigator, is available on kofc6066.org and major podcast platforms like Apple, Spotify, Audible, and more. You can also access it directly at kofc6066.podbeam.com. Our traditional newsletter will continue for those who prefer that format. Our mission. With this podcast, we aim to reach a wider audience within our parish community, inviting more men to join us in service and fellowship. We believe in the power of connection, and our podcast is a new tool to amplify our message and support the men of St. Mel's Church. Save the date. The Knights of Columbus will be hosting our wheelchair breakfast on Sunday, April 28th, after all morning masses in the parish hall, with the proceeds going to support the Global Wheelchair Mission. Every year, the Knights of Columbus change the lives of people with disabilities worldwide by having councils donate $150 per wheelchair. Our Knights of Columbus Order reached a major milestone in 2020 by surpassing more than 100,000 donated wheelchairs worldwide since 2003. Please consider volunteering for this event, or if unable to volunteer, please donate monetarily towards the purchase of wheelchairs. For more information, contact Brother Gary Raines at 916-747-6835. For the good of the order, let us pray for our seminarians. Ben Condon, Ralph Tronchi, Scott Whitaker, and Victor Amador. Let us pray for our deceased, including Father Liam McSweeney, George Chalemi, John Sartori, Elizabeth Hummer, Maria Mendoza, Diane Cohen, Delight Hart, Joy Schindler, Loretta Taberski, John Pippig, and Gary Anderson. Let us pray for our sick, including Mario Lasciazza, Bill Savage, Joe Morrison, Chris and Karen Juton, Rick Chang, Joe DeCessa, Vic Warmerdam, Denny Shunta, Frank and Judy Abinader, Rick and Miriam Cervetti, Bob Berman, Loretta Brennan, Alma Rains, Patricia Wagner, Paul and Jerry Parker, Melrose and Son, Bernadette Lizzo, Jean Marie Ackers, Sister Mary Elise Liker, Katie Guernica Ward, Dan Ward, Matthew Ash, Patty McKeegan, and Dottie Ahern. Thank you for listening. We will now close this monthly Navigator with a prayer. God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Blessed Michael McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify Blessed Michael McGivney on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.